This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The commander of a pro-Ukrainian militia told reporters on Wednesday his fighters had conducted a two-day raid earlier this week from Ukrainian territory into the Russian city of Belgorod and said more operations were in the works. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
They claim to be members of a paramilitary group made up of Russians opposed to their country's invasion of Ukraine, who earlier this week launched a brazen two-day incursion and raid on the Russian city of Belgorod.
Наши дальнейшие планы...
Denis Kapustin, a Russian national who claims to command what he calls the Russian Volunteer Corps, boasted to the press that more cross-border raids were in the works, saying... Quote, just a couple of days to see us again on that side. His group released video showing fighters on an armored vehicle driving past a border crossing.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Wednesday warned countries supporting Ukraine not to underestimate Russia.
Just had to be prepared for long haul. And the only way to do that is to ensure that Europe and North America stand together.
Speaking at the German Marshall Fund Brussels Forum, Stoltenberg lashed out at Russia, accusing Moscow of having bad equipment, training, and morale, among other things, as the conflict in Ukraine continues. Stoltenberg praised the weapons and equipment being delivered to Ukraine by its allies, stating they were, quote, making a difference on the battlefield. A powerful typhoon is churning slowly over the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam, lashing the island with wind and rain, tearing down trees, walls, and power lines, flipping cars, and pushing dangerous storm surge ashore as first responders wait for daylight to see the extent of the damage. This is VOA News. Israel is attempting to deepen its already close ties with many African countries by providing access to technology that can help Africa deal with its growing population. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The ties between Israel and Africa are politically valuable for Israel, which often faces criticism in international bodies like the UN. Ido Moed is the head of the Africa Department at the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Israel has diplomatic relations with 44 sub-Saharan countries. And of course, when it comes to the United Nations, every vote and every voice counts.
Israel is known for its large number of startups, and visiting African officials from countries like Senegal are interested in importing Israeli agricultural technology. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Wednesday maintained early June as a debt ceiling default deadline and said she will update Congress shortly about government finances.
It's highly likely that we would run out of resources to meet all the government's obligations in early June and possibly as early as June 1st.
Speaking at a Wall Street Journal forum, Yellen said it was hard to be precise about exactly which day the U.S. government will run short of funds. Some private forecasters, including Goldman Sachs and Moody's Analytics, have estimated a default could come a few days after June 1st, between June 6th and June 9th. American retail giant Target is the latest company to suffer backlash for LGBTQ plus support and is pulling some Pride Month clothing. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Target is removing some items from its stores and making other changes to its LGBTQ plus merchandise nationwide ahead of Pride Month in June, after an intense backlash from some customers, including violent confrontations with Target's workers. Target said that customers knocked down pride displays in some stores, angrily approached workers, and posted threatening videos on social media from inside the stores. Target declined to specify which items it was removing, but among the ones that garnered the most attention were tuck-friendly women's swimsuits that allow trans women who have not had gender-affirming operations to conceal their private parts. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The French government plans to move homeless people out of Paris ahead of the 2024 Olympic Games in the capital, sparking criticism from some mayors of regional towns and villages, which are expected to house them. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.